What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, March 11th, the beginning of a new week during one of the more fun months of the year. To me, it's the most fun. Remember, we say most fun. We don't say the funnest because that's not a word, even though I hear people say that from time to time. We're not quite at the March Madness part, though. Not yet. But we are getting closer, like the true March Madness with college basketball. I know there's a lot of madness going on right now in the National Football League with free agency and signings, news all over the place. The big news that Christian Wilkins is now a Raider, no longer a Dolphin. And I know that's crushing news to Dolphins fans. Great news to Raiders fans. Now, I thought to myself this morning, because I'm always thinking in the morning when I'm having my coffee, several coffees, I said, you know what? What do I do today on this Monday? Do I come on here and be like every other show in the United States of America, giving you information you can get in like 5,000 other places? Or do I come on here and do what I do every day? And that is keep everything local, talk about our teams, things you cannot find somewhere else. Because if you turn on your television now, if you open up Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you go to any other radio show or any website, you're going to hear nonstop, Christian Wilkins is no longer a Dolphin. We kind of knew that was going to happen, and you'll hear, here's what happened with the Bears, here's what happened with the Bills, here's what happened with the Cowboys and the Texans. You're getting it all over the place. So I decided today that I am going to do the same show that I do all of the time. Now, that doesn't mean the same words, the same paragraphs. It just means I'm going to do my thing, and you come here for my thing, because my thing is your thing. So I just wanted to get that out of the way here at the beginning of the hour. And then there's another story circulating all over the place today. I saw it, I think, on every local website, the TV stations, NBC6, I believe WPLG. I saw it in the Sun Sentinel, the Herald. I've seen it many places. And it has to do with sports wagering in Florida. Oh, we've got people against sports wagering in Florida. You could be against sports wagering, no problem. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You could file a lawsuit. You could do whatever you want. But let's be smarter. Okay, that's why you're here. Let's be smarter than everybody else. I've had people send me multiple articles throughout the day, this morning into the early afternoon hours. All we have out there is one thing, and it's old news. There is nothing new here. We have one story written by the Associated Press. One writer from the Associated Press woke up on this Monday, or maybe over the weekend, went ahead and wrote it, submitted it to the Associated Press, how the same two entities do not want the Seminoles to have sports wagering anywhere outside of basically the Hard Rock and Coconut Creek. Like, you got to be inside the property. They don't want it, and they want the Supreme Court to do something about it. This is old news, and it's the same article from the Associated Press being used all over the place. If you click on the Sentinel's website, the Herald, if you click on a local news station's website, you'll see it's just a story from the Associated Press. But unfortunately, the common person, and I don't look at anybody in this audience as the common person. You guys are smarter. But maybe somebody you know is the common person. and they sent you this article. The common person just doesn't understand that this is one individual writing an article. It's being regurgitated. It's all over the place. And it's old news. The common person does not know that, and they don't understand that. Now, I'm definitely into media much more than many people, and I'm sure a lot of you in this audience too. Maybe you don't care to understand it. You don't have to, but I'm here to just make sure it's very clear. There's no new information whatsoever. It's all up to the Supreme Court to see if they even want to hear the case. It's not like the case is in court right now. And the headlines on these stories will make you believe that. Oh, this is part of the Supreme Court. They're going to rule. The only thing the Supreme Court is going to rule on is if they will even hear this case. And they don't even hear many cases. Like, rarely does a case get submitted and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to hear it. It's like a minuscule percentage. Now, maybe this case will be heard, but that's way down the line, and then a decision has to be made. It's just that these stories, the so-called journalism that goes on nowadays, some of it is pathetic. It's my profession. It's something that I love. I'm all about, you know, honesty. And some of this stuff that we see out there, it's just to catch your attention. Oh my gosh, look at this. And people won't even read a story. They'll send someone else a link, and then they'll send three people the link. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And then you've got a lot of bad info. Tons of bad info that's hit the streets. In any event, happy Monday. Did I say that? The Heat, they didn't do well. My gosh. The Panthers didn't play yesterday. If they did, they probably would have won. They got a tough game coming up, though, tomorrow. What are we going to be doing this week? Well, I'll be watching the Panthers. I'll be watching the Heat. I'll be watching free agency with the Dolphins. I wish I could say I'll be watching the University of Miami all week play basketball, but I don't know about that. Sunday, this coming Sunday, we'll have brackets. So some of you will be making your picks. You'll be filling out your brackets, the office pools. I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to hear an office pool case. I'm not sure if anybody's against that. Here, we just care about the Hard Rock app. But we're going to have a lot of games going on even before March Madness and the tournament starts. The Madness, really, I said it hasn't started yet, but the conference tournaments, we've got them. And I can't wait for all of these games. In the meantime, though, I've been keeping myself busy, just waiting for all of these games to happen in the afternoon action. I love action. I'm here in Medellin. There's plenty of action here in Medellin. Girls. There always is. Last night I was playing in a poker tournament, and it will continue this week into the weekend. Everything that I love to do, I could do it anywhere in the world, but particularly it's great here in Medellin. Still follow everything going on in South Florida, watching entire Panther games, Heat games, Inter Miami. It's 2024. You could be anywhere in the world. I love to travel. You can work from wherever you want. I discovered that well before 2020, when a lot of other people did and companies did. And for some people, it was brutal because some companies sent their employees all around the country and all around the world traveling. And it gave the employees an excuse to leave the house. Some of you want to leave the house. Oh, honey, I don't like leaving you. Oh, my gosh. Thank gosh I'm getting on that plane. And with COVID, as we know, this is 4 years ago already. My gosh, which is great. Like, get it further and further away. In came Zoom and all the technology. And now some companies are like, hey, we could save money. We don't have to send Carolyn to Costa Rica. We don't have to send Michael to Mexico. We could just do it here on the computer. Well, for me, I've been working remotely, my gosh, almost or probably more than 10 years now, traveling all over the place doing this show. And the more and more of you that come up to me and say hello, you don't even ask me about sports. Lately, you have because of the wagering angle, but you're more interested in where I'm going and what I'm doing in these places and all of that. Just like the U.S. Customs and Border Protection people, they're very interested in that. Although, knock on wood, lately they've been okay, and I've been getting that green light every time and not an issue. Only that one interrogation a couple of months ago. Then I came on here, went off on them, and I don't think that had anything to do with it. But once I did that, I've been okay. And again, knock on wood, next time I enter, I'll be fine. I ain't hiding anything anyway. I don't bring anything back for anybody at all. I don't care what it is. I've had friends say, hey, I know somebody who makes jeans, and can they drop off some jeans with you? Just like two or three pairs of jeans, and can you bring them back for me? I'm like, no, I'm not bringing you back anything. I'm sorry. I have a policy. It is my rule. I do not bring back anything for anyone. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. What could be wrong with a pair of jeans? Maybe I overthink this, but who knows? Somebody could sew together a pair of jeans, however you make a pair of jeans, and maybe they put some white powder in one of the seams or something. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to deal with it. I bring back my things, and that is it. So I have a lot of things here on my screen. I've got papers in front of me. I've got many tabs open, and I have a lot to discuss. There's a lot to choose from. News and notes. All the teams have something cooking right now in South Florida. That's just how March rolls. Even the Marlins have stuff cooking. Now, when you've got something cooking, it doesn't necessarily mean it's good. You go to a restaurant, one you don't know, they're cooking. Doesn't mean it's going to be a great meal. And the Marlins, they're cooking, but nothing all that great. At least not yet. Hopefully they will in the near future. But I do have a lot to get to. There's one certain place I want to start, but I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Since it is March, I want to start with Miami Hurricanes basketball. Now, don't go anywhere. Oh, gosh, you talk about the Canes basketball team. I'm not breaking down Canes basketball. I just want to pose a very simple question. The year before last, the Canes were in the Elite Eight. Last year, the Canes were in the Final Four. My question is, and you can answer this out loud in your car right now or wherever you are, maybe on the toilet. Wherever you're tuned in to this program, answer this. Will the University of Miami basketball team ever get back to the Final Four again? I heard you guys. That was a resounding no. I ask that question, and I ask it without overreacting to one season, that season being this one. Because I understand Miami had big issues this year. They had plenty of injuries. The season, it started to spiral pretty quickly. Coach Al looks up now. You look at the standings. His team's under 500. They're going to play in the ACC tournament tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Tuesday. When you're playing in a conference tournament on a Tuesday, that is not good. Miami is not going to get a bid to the big dance. And they've lost 9 straight conference games. So this Canes basketball season, it's definitely been a disaster. No doubt. Nigel Pack, who looked all world at times last season, he's been hurt. He's been terrible all year. They lost Jordan Miller. They lost Isaiah Wong. They are horrible this year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Will they be ever back to the Final Four? Will they ever be back to the Elite Eight? There was a report out yesterday that Jim Larrañaga will not be walking away. He's not going to be retiring. He signed an extension after last season, and he plans to see that out. But can Coach L ever get the program back to the heights that he previously had? I feel like it's very challenging. Just because of the nature of college sports, the NIL. Here in 2024, if a university wants a good player, they got to pay for him. How they funnel the money to the athlete, that's up to boosters, collectives. But if a great player is going to go somewhere, they're going to be getting paid. Show me the money! That's what they will say, and they'll get it. And this is why it becomes very tricky for Jim Larrañaga. He's in the ACC. So the Canes are competing with Duke, North Carolina, NC State, Wake Forest, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, Clemson, a long list of schools, particularly the first two I mentioned, Duke and UNC. When it comes to basketball, those schools don't pay for one 5-star kid. They bring in 4, 5, or even 6 5-star kids. So does Kentucky. So does Kansas. That's what big schools do. Let's say Miami is disgusted with this season, as they should be. And after this is over, they say to themselves, we want to answer big to what just happened. So Coach L goes out and he recruits a stud or two. He says, come play at the University of Miami. Let's go. We got the money arranged for you. It all happens, and the UM basketball team gets 2 studs. Here's the issue. The Canes have to hit on any stud they bring in. When they pay somebody like Nigel Pack, you have to be a superstar. You cannot have a year like he's had this year. And the schools that are competing against Miami, they get 5-star kids. But if one of them's a bust or 2 of them turn out to be a bust, which does happen, they can afford having that because they've already gotten 3 or 4 more. They can have a swing and a miss because they have a lot of options. Miami doesn't. If the Canes want to be back, for them to get back into the top 25, Jim Larrañaga is going to have to find very pricey recruits. And he has to be right. They have to be stars. The margin for error is extremely small. It's way smaller than the other schools. And that's because the budget is smaller. Now, Coach L is a good talent evaluator, so it is possible that UM could find big success. It's just way more difficult. I do think the 2 years previous to this one, where Miami had those magical runs to the Elite Eight and then the Final Four, My guess would be that that time in Miami basketball history will remain on top. It won't be beaten. It's why I flew to be part of those games. When they were in the Elite Eight, I went to Kansas City. That's where it was. I had some great barbecue. That was partially why I flew there. But I wanted to see them clinch their spot in the Final Four. The year before that, Elite Eight as well, I went to Chicago when they were playing Kansas. They didn't clinch their spot, but I was there. I knew it was something special. A place I needed to be. And when you look at how college basketball is, it's changed. Take a look at the list of old school coaches who left their profession. Coach K, Roy Williams, Jay Wright, Jim Boeheim. All of them have walked away from college hoops in the past few years. It's not a coincidence. The game has changed. What it means to recruit has changed. How long players will stay in school has changed. The transfer portal has changed. It is harder to get and keep talent now than it's ever been. Because the coach's ability to tell a player, if you don't give max effort, I will bench you, that's gone. Because the player now says, okay, I'll just hit the portal, peace. Or the NIL donors, they're like, hey, we didn't pay all of this money to watch this guy sit on the bench. So get him out there or you'll be out. Now, I don't think the Canes have had such a useless season because Coach L forgot how to coach or that the game has gone by him. I think the Canes' 2024 season has just been a perfect storm of injuries and guys leaving. Fans can now appreciate just how good Jordan Miller was and how good Isaiah Wong was. These are guys that maybe Canes fans took for granted, but it's clear how badly the Canes miss them and how much them leaving impacted the basketball program. And FAU, the team that you get to hear right here on Fox Sports 640 South Florida, last year we know they reached the Final Four as well. They too have taken a step back. Now with FAU, the fall hasn't been nearly as bad. They'll be in the dance, but the problem for the Owls is depth. They're not as deep as last year. Yes, they have a few of the same frontline players. Dusty May is still a rising star in the coaching profession, but a Final Four trip for FAU? Unlikely. I think the only question for FAU is, will Dusty May stay? And I'm not sure the answer to that is yes, even though he just signed that long-term extension. I'm pretty sure, though, when Miami season is over, likely after they lose in the ACC tournament, hopefully not tomorrow, but could be, and maybe they'll even avoid a secondary tournament like the NIT. Not even sure they would get into that. Or one of those other tournaments, whichever ones exist. I'm pretty sure right when all of that is done, Jim Larrañaga will immediately be looking for the next Cane star. The big money player. The competition's loading up. Duke's got their guys. How's Coach L going to compete with that? An adjustment has got to be made because the college game, it has changed. What has not changed? The incredible action in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. They've got great tournaments going on every single day of the week. No limit hold'em. They've got Omaha tables open for cash. They got bonus high hands. They've got a monster event coming up at the beginning of April. Not only my poker tournament, the Slater Scoops poker tournament, but the World Poker Tour will be in town. For all of the dates and information, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. The action is always great inside that poker room. My poker tournament's got a $20,000 guaranteed prize pool. That's about 3 weeks away. SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com is where you get every piece of information that you want to know. And then I hope not only do you visit the site, but you visit the poker room, and I can be taking your chips at a poker table at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Florida Derby is less than 3 weeks away, and the Florida Derby is in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Live racing going on at Gulfstream Park during the championship meet with live race days Wednesday through Sunday. 5 days a week, you get live racing action, and the action is fantastic. That's because the championship meet, it brings out the best of the best horses in the world, the best jockeys in the world. The best of everything in the horse racing community is at Gulfstream Park right now. I highly suggest going to Gulfstream Park on a live race day. And if you want to do what I do, go to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms. Get yourself a table. Make a reservation, though, on Gulfstream Park's website. Enjoy a fantastic meal. Watch the races live right in front of you. And, of course, you could wager on them. You can even wager as little as 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see that happen all of the time. Any day is a great day to head on out to Gulfstream Park. And during the championship meet, live race days are Wednesday through Sunday. The Florida Derby, less than 3 weeks away. Head on out and have yourself a great time at Gulfstream Park. The quality of racing is amazing. What about the quality of basketball? Not from the Heat last night, although I'll get to that, and I think we already know the answer. But what about the quality of basketball we're going to see here in March, as March Madness is about to begin? I used to be very excited for March Madness, and I'm still excited. I'm ready to watch all these games. I love the afternoon action. But is the college basketball tournament, is it anything close to what it's been for years and years and years? Specifically, the quality of the play. Now, the quality may not be as good, but again, doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to bet on it. But are we just going to see average college hoops games? My thinking is yes. I feel like the quality of play in college basketball is down. A lot of you, and I'll include myself here, we don't even know who these players are. And that's because they stay at school for 1 year. They hit the portal all the time now. When you have no continuity, where you can't love a player or hate a player because they're moving around, that's just not as fun. Going into the tournament, you normally hear lots and lots of names, and you're familiar with them. This year, the name you hear the most is Caitlin Clark. It's true. The women's game and the high-profile team seem to be getting a lot more of the spotlight than the men's game. And I have a feeling that's going to continue with the tournament. Either way, I'm going to be watching. It would take an unbelievable miracle, which it can't even happen. Even if you believe in miracles,
you believe in miracles?
This miracle, it cannot even happen. It's essentially impossible for the Canes to get in. FAU, they're going to be there. The Canes, they won't. I would love to see Coach L dancing in the locker room, but he's not going to be dancing for whatever third or fourth tournament is out there, because I don't even think they'll get in to the NIT. And hopefully they'll just be able to turn it around next season. It's great that supposedly Coach L is not going to go anywhere, but I'll be rooting for FAU on a local level. South Florida, I don't know if they'll surprise people or not, but even though it's South Florida, we know South Florida is in Tampa. At least the University of South Florida is. So maybe you root for USF. As far as any other team, I'll just be rooting for whoever I've got money on. At least the tournament is fun from the wagering angle and from a bracket angle as an event. getting from, what is it, 68 teams now to a champion as a sporting event, it's good. The quality of play may not be great, but as a sporting event, it's good. The matchups, the volume of games, the seeding. Think about how basketball in college has it figured out, but football doesn't. Like the bowl season, you have all these teams, and these games don't even matter. The top players opt out of the game. It's like we've got the college football regular season, and it's better than the postseason. Yeah, you have the college football playoff, but all of these other teams, they're not included, and their games are completely meaningless. But the regular season is spectacular. It's very well structured, well thought out. Everyone cares about college football all around the country. And then you get to the bowl season and nobody really cares. You have to be a true degenerate to have a bowl pool going on. I've been in one before. But with NCAA basketball, even with the quality of play not being what we are used to seeing from a long time ago, the whole bracket and the tournament is fantastic. That's why I'm still pumped up for it. Even though the Canes are putrid, I'm still pumped up for the big dance because I know there's going to be upsets, buzzer beaters, Cinderellas, 12s beating 5s. That action will always continue to deliver. Just like the bagel loan that Stewie has got for you. If you're buying a home, you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you want to get a hold of Stewie, and I'll give you his personal cell phone number in a moment, because he's got the bagel loan. What is the bagel loan? Maybe you haven't heard me talk about it before. Think of a bagel. Some bagels are delicious. The everything bagel, amazing. But in the middle of that bagel, you see a zero. At least that's what it looks like. The reason it's the bagel loan is because you will pay Stewie what you see in the middle of that bagel. Zero. You pay Stewie nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan. And if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, you definitely want the bagel loan. Here's Stewie's personal cell phone number. Call Stewie. He's not going to call you back a million times. Just call Stewie, talk to him, tell him you want to know about the bagel loan. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Let Stewie help you with the bagel loan. You pay him nothing. No lender fees and no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. NFL free agency, it's in full swing. All the reports are coming out. Like I told you at the beginning of the hour, moves are being made. And I know Dolphins fans are not happy about Christian Wilkins not being kept by this team. And then, I don't know if it's upsetting for a Dolphins fan or not, where he went, and that is to Vegas.
Vegas! Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Now, I used to work for the Raiders, so once you bleed silver and black, that's it. You never go back. I always root for the Raiders. I root for the Dolphins, too. I want all of our teams in South Florida to do well. But the fact that Christian Wilkins is going to be with the Las Vegas Raiders, it's a great fit. It's fantastic. Here's a dude that bet on himself, and it worked out for him. The past few guys who have bet on themselves, it's kind of worked out. Look at Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees. Now, you may not want to bet on Gerrit Cole winning the Cy Young this season, because I know Yankees fans got some scary news today about him undergoing an MRI, elbow pain. We'll hear more about that later. But Judge bet on himself. It worked. Christian Wilkins, not to put him on the same playing level as Judge and MLB, Wilkins in football, but Christian Wilkins, really good. We know that. We saw it. And the dude is getting paid. So we're going to see more moves like this. More and more, not that we're seeing an influx of it, but more and more guys are betting on themselves. They're keeping themselves healthy. They're having phenomenal seasons. And it worked out very well for Christian Wilkins. So we'll continue to follow all of the moves going on. And I know you guys are on social media seeing everything. I'll talk more about the moves tomorrow. But like today, as I told you, this hour, I didn't want to do the same exact show that everyone else in the world is doing. And what am I going to do? Break down Christian Wilkins for 30 minutes? We already knew that he was gone. So the fact that he signed somewhere else, okay, now we find out where, and that's basically it. But the dude did get paid. Very good for him. I wish I could say something good about the Miami Heat from last night. Oh, my. What a poor effort against the Wizards.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz.
Actually, everybody does. But the Heat, they didn't. Spo said they didn't overlook Washington. I don't believe that. The Miami Heat didn't start playing hard until they were down 10 late. It's like they didn't believe they could lose the game, but then it was too late. They lost. I know over an 82-game schedule, you're going to have some stinkers. It happens to every single team. And the Miami Heat just need to shake that loss off, get ready for Wednesday night's finals rematch yet again, this time in downtown Miami. The Nuggets will be there, but when a team is fighting for a playoff positioning like the Miami Heat are, in the end, if they miss out on a spot that they want by a game or half a game, how do you not think back to a game like last night? If only they didn't blow that game, they wouldn't be in the playing game. Just as an example. If only they didn't blow that game to the Wizards, they wouldn't have to face the Celtics in the second round. It's March 11th. What the consequences will be for the Heat for dropping a game against a team that had 10 wins coming in, I don't know yet. But what I do know is I will have this game in my mind. If they do end up in a play-in game, I will say, well, you lost that game at home to the then 10-win Washington Wizards on March 10th. And the thing that bothered me about that loss, it's not the last possession. Duncan and Jimmy both had really good looks at threes that would have won them the game. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is the Miami Heat were coming off back-to-back losses. Now, playing in Dallas and OKC is definitely not a cakewalk, particularly OKC this season because they're fantastic. But after those losses, and with Denver looming, you've got this Wizards game. That would be one you want to lock in. That's the most winnable of the bunch. So let's take care of that. Take some pressure off of the Nuggets game. But instead,
you blew it!
Just a horrendous effort last night. Sometimes, and again, I know what Spo said, they didn't overlook him, but players, they're like, oh, we got the Wizards. All right, we'll just go out there, do our thing, and we'll be fine. And then the next thing you know, they beat you. And that's exactly what watching last night's game looked like. And now the Miami Heat may have to suffer some consequences at the end of the season with their playoff positioning because of what I believe was overlooking a professional basketball team. I don't care how bad you are as a team. You're still filled with professionals. They want to go out there. They want to win the game. That's what the Wizards did. And in the end, they accomplished it. They went out there to win the game, and they picked up their 11th win of the season. We all love winning. I know some of you are wagering on the app. You're wagering on sports. You love the action. You love it when you win. Wagering on sports is fun, but you should not wager on your retirement. It is March Madness, but do not go crazy wagering on your retirement, your financial future. Call Trajan Wealth. They're located locally in Palm Beach. And let Trajan Wealth help you with any goals that you may have in mind or written down, something you're serious about. Let Trajan Wealth help you design a plan based around those goals that you have. It will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call Trajan Wealth at 561-390-1000. Don't waste any more time. If you want to bet on a game, that's one thing, but do not bet on your retirement. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. So no more Christian Wilkins with the Miami Dolphins. He goes to the Raiders. Brandon Jones, he's gone too. Lots of moves being made. At least the Miami Dolphins are getting back to Ron Armstead. That news came out yesterday. He's not going to retire. Now, when Teron Armstead is healthy, he's really good. This will be his third season with Miami. The problem is he's not healthy consistently, like ever. Not just with Miami, but ever. So it's good that Teron is coming back. What would be better is if he can play anywhere near 17 games. Most likely, he won't. And the Dolphins need to know that. Hopefully, they have a plan B and a plan C. When he plays, he's really good, but having him in that lineup is almost like a luxury. When he's in there, fantastic. But you just can't count on him because the odds of him being fine and lining up to play all of the time, they're very slim. If you're a Dolphins fan, you just need to really hope. And I'm not going to say pray yet because I don't think we're at that stage. But you need to really, really, really hope that this organization and Chris Greer and Brandon Shore and that front office, they really know what they're doing. Because sometimes it's questionable. That's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. We'll discuss more tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.